The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every time a Republican correctly brings up the fact that having millions of illegal immigrants come into our country is a bad thing, some Democrat out there goes, oh, well, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump wouldn't have wives without immigration. Guys, we're not talking about legal immigrants. We're talking about illegal immigrants, and for some reason, Democrats cannot understand this. Ron DeSantis was asked about immigration in Florida and correctly pointed out that legal and illegal immigration are very different things, and he shut down this trap that this reporter was trying to make for him. Watch this.
Immigrants make up a major source of the workforce for industries like hospitality and tourism.
You said immigrants make up. Yes, we have legal immigrants in Florida. So you can't conflate illegal immigrants with people who are here legally. Now, I've also said we've got some big problems with some of the legal immigration programs that we have. I mean, we've seen this H-1B program, how companies will bring in H-1B, the Americans train the H-1B, and then they fire the Americans and hire the H-1B. How would that even remotely be acceptable? You have chain migration, which is not merit-based and is bringing in more distant relatives, not what you want. So there's a whole host of issues there that need major reform. But from an immigration enforcement perspective, I mean, if somebody is here on like an H-2A visa, they are working in the state of Florida legally. And when we did E-Verify, people would say, we had to verify an act, they'd say, hey, there's a busload of farm workers. I saw them on I-4. And people assume they're illegal. And then FDLE looks, they all had the H-2A visas. And so there's no enforcement if somebody is here on valid reasons. Now, it doesn't prevent us or Congress and people like me from just using my platform to say, hey, you may need to look at how we're doing legal immigration in this country because it's not America first.
So the reporter was recycling this talking point from Democrats, and they've been saying this for the last few weeks because deportation is on the horizon via Donald Trump, thank goodness. But this is what they're recycling. They're basically saying, this is what this reporter was trying to say to Ron DeSantis. They're saying, if we deport the immigrants, especially the illegal immigrants, who is going to work the fields? And honestly, that's a very, very gross and racist thing to say. And a lot of them don't even realize how gross it is. And it's very ironic considering that the Democrats themselves back in the 1800s basically said the same thing when they said, who will pick the crops if we abolish slavery? That was their argument. That was one of their top arguments. It's the same argument today. It was racist back then. It's racist today, and it is racist, but it also misses the whole point. The reason why people want to deport illegal immigrants is for twofold, for safety in our country and for jobs. We just want jobs back for Americans. So yes, we even want the hard jobs like working in the fields, and Trump and Vance's thing is they want to protect blue-collar workers. That's basically what the MAGA coalition is. But DeSantis, he correctly points out right here, that is the illegal immigration side. That's one side. The other side is the legal immigration side, which is also broken and needs to be fixed. However, it's completely different. It's a completely different conversation. The MAGA Republican argument for reform for legal and illegal immigration, they're somewhat connected in some sense, But ultimately, it's like it's totally different. It's the same philosophy, but it's different arguments completely. No one, for instance, illegal immigration. Almost every Republican is like, yes, mass deportations. It has to happen in order to save our country in terms of culture. Because yes, it turns out when you bring 10 million people in all of a sudden and you don't assimilate them, turns out at no point in history was that looked upon as racist. It's just bad. It's bad for your country. You cannot assimilate large amounts of immigrants at once. So that's one reason. Another is safety, as I brought up, and the other is for the job market. But for legal immigration, some of those arguments are completely different. For safety, for instance, there's a lot of arguments to be made that some of the, you know, the immigrants that we're taking in from Asian countries are more safe than people who are born in America. So that's not really the same thing at all. The job market, that is a good, that's the whole H-1B argument. That is a good argument that goes hand in hand with illegal immigration. But at the end of the day, they're completely different conversations. And the left does not want to try to even understand where Americans are at with this. And that is why they lost the election ultimately. And that's also why in their heads, they just cannot separate the legal and illegal immigration. In their heads, it's all about race. It's all about xenophobia. It's about Republicans don't like brown people. It's that simple. But in reality, it has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with xenophobia. It's all about jobs and crime. Republicans don't care if there's more brown people here. They care at the end of the day that the people who come here are good people and that there are restrictions, correct restrictions on how many people can come so it doesn't wreck our labor market. Well, guys, this tax season, I'm partnering with QuickTax America, which does all federal returns for only $69. And what's more, they do all the work. You simply upload your files, answer a few questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do the rest. Don't partner with those woke companies that literally charge you hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and then they make you spend hours and hours doing your own work. Partner with QuickTax America, which does all the work for you, and it's only $69. It doesn't matter how complicated your taxes are. Check them out at quicktaxamerica.com when you get your tax documents, or you can go to the link in the description below. There's a young political commentator by the name of Harry Sizen who just shot his first gun. It was for the first time ever, and this was his reaction.
I shot a gun for the first time today, and I've always been told by Republicans that after the first time, I'll be in favor of guns and I'll want more guns. But for me, it was the exact opposite. I realized how powerful these guns are, and at a moment's notice, they can be used to take someone's life. And the fact that in many states in this country, you can walk into one of these stores and 10 minutes later walk out with an AR-15 is absurd. This experience made me want more gun control, not less.
First off, this guy is 23 years old, same age as me, by the way, and I'm shocked that he's never shot a gun before. My family, we're really not big gun people. We like guns, you know, we've had a couple. I think I first shot a gun when I was like 10 years old, and this guy has been talking for years and years about how evil guns are and how gun control has to happen, and he's never touched a gun before, which is ridiculous. This guy, by the way, if you don't know anything about Harry Sizen, he was basically the biggest simp for the Kamala Harris campaign. He was all over the white dudes for Harris. He was a big part of kind of the TikTok Harris stuff. And honestly, I would not encourage, usually I encourage you to go look at diverse opinions. I would not encourage you to go look at his stuff on the left because it's so cringy. It is so hard to watch. Go watch someone else that has like a somewhat intelligent opinion, even if it's one that I disagree with. Harry Sizen does not have an intelligent opinion on anything. Anyway, his observation that a gun is a powerful tool is actually perfectly true. It's very true. He just drew the wrong conclusion from shooting that gun. Basically, what he's saying right here in this video is that this tool is so powerful to the ordinary citizen, and that means that they should not have it. The ordinary person should not have a tool so powerful. It could only be trusted by the government. That's basically what he's saying. It's like, really, dude, this man has been trying to get guns banned forever, and he has not shot one ever until just now. And it shows that he just does not understand why we have the Second Amendment. And by the way, Harry, like, the whole point of he sees it. He understands, but he gets the wrong prognosis to all of it. The whole point of having the Second Amendment is because of the fact that the guns are so powerful. If they're that powerful and only the government has them, then what does that make us? Like, we're just serfs at that point. We're in servitude. No one, we have zero power as a people. And what Harry represents is that desire for the government to, for a centralized government, really. And in my opinion, I mean, again, I'm speaking across my, to my generation. I think Harry represents a massive fall of masculinity from my generation. It's pretty much the epitome of a weak man, which is that you see how important something is, how powerful it is, and instead of taking responsibility for it, like correct responsibility, learning how to use a gun for self-defense, using the importance of the Second Amendment in your life, instead of those things, he abdicates it to the government because it's easy. It's so powerful. Again, he can see taking a life is a big deal. Having a tool that can do that is a big deal. But instead of wanting that responsibility, he wants to get rid of it, which is the fall of man. That is weakness. That is weak masculinity. And this is why the governments rise. They subject men and women to servitude time and time again. It's because weak men willingly give their freedom away for ease in their life. And Harry Sizen is basically my generation's weak man. Right now on Amazon, it's only $9.99. It's my new book that I wrote. It's called A New Cult. It's on the bookshelf up there. I talk about the Harry Sizens of the world and how the left has basically devolved into a cult. I had a good time writing it. I know you'll enjoy it as well. Again, only $9.99 on Amazon. Or if you have a Kindle subscription, it's free to you. Check it out in the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.